Last to Die by James Grippando, read by Nick Sullivan. Disc 1.
Prologue, 1996. At last, the old house was quiet. Sally Fenning sat alone at her kitchen table, three stacks of bills before her, due, overdue, and hopeless. She didn't know where to start. Tonight's tips had been pathetic, hardly worth the aggravation of being a waitress. Waitress actually dignified what she did, slogging pitchers of beer and platters of spicy chicken wings to drunk tourists who grabbed an eyeful of TNA with every move she made. In her flimsy nylon jogging shorts and skin-tight tank top with the plunging neckline, she sometimes felt as though she might as well be dancing naked on tables. At least the pay wouldn't suck. She pitched the telephone cancellation notice into the trash. They always sent two before actually cutting off service. Things hadn't always been this bad. She and her husband once owned a little Italian restaurant in Miami Shores, found success, expanded, and promptly fell on their faces. "Don't mess with a good thing," was her take on expansion. But Mike was hell-bent on growth, dead certain that they'd be selling franchises in 5 years. They used personal credit cards to finance the build-out, suckered by those low introductory rates that lasted 6 months, followed by a rate so high that your calculator explodes when you compute what you're paying over the life of the loan. The paint on the walls was barely dry when a no-name tropical storm slammed into their shopping strip and sent their red and white checkered tape.